Hi, my name is Max Price, and this is Uncommon.
Uncommon and Uncommon Clips are produced by Narelle, a unique digital agency. Head to narelle.com to learn more. That's NURELLE.com.
Now, talking about stakes, Laughscape app. It's noted as the new go-to for Australians struggling with stress, overthinking, and insomnia. So I get a sense that you're getting comedians to tell like comedic sleep stories as sort of like the meditation, you know, those meditation apps, obviously.
Correct.
So where the fuck did this come from? Like,
man, so I'm so excited about this. This has been 8 to 10 months of almost full-time work. I've put everything into this and I'm so excited. So the idea came about during Melbourne's lockdown, that brutal long as fuck one, when the, you know, the government said you weren't allowed, you know, all these businesses shut down, including us. We weren't allowed to film anything and we had so many things about to be filmed and so many clients and new clients coming in. And then there was Sydney and Queensland clients. And then, you know, some of them just were like, oh, we need to... Some of them didn't even know how bad it was in Melbourne. That
yeah, right.
They were like, hey, we need that stuff. And I'm like, I'm not sure if you've heard. We can't fucking leave the house for more than an hour. Like, let alone get 20 people in a room and shoot shit together.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, oh, is it that bad, is it? Like, fucking hell, yes,
oh, yeah,
it is.
And they'd be like, oh, what's it like down there? Like, I'm like... Well, we're in lockdown.
It's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
So we actually, you know, then there was and fair enough, there were some people that stuck with us, and then there were some that just went, look, with this campaign can't be moved, and we need the content. We're going to have to go somewhere else. We're going to have to go Queensland. We're going to have to go Sydney. And just, we lost work. And I'm sitting there, you know, when you do run your own thing, you feel like, you're in control because the harder you work, the better. Yeah. And there's nothing I could have done. There's nothing. And I was so fucking angry.
Yeah.
Because, I'm in saying that, I was like, I've got to give it up to us getting back on track and now we could kiss each other right now and we wouldn't get in trouble.
Yeah.
Which we'll do later. but yeah, it's still, you know, I still couldn't help selfishly being angry that I couldn't work on this thing I've been working on for years.
You rightly should have. You should have been pissed off.
So stressing, drinking more, all the things.
Yeah.
Fucking mental health declining. Not to a bad way.
Like, you got a family that you
need
to look after.
I got
after.
A little girl and then, you know, and my partner was pregnant at the time with her own business and nothing else.
Yeah.
We're just sitting there going, I'm watching emails coming going, sorry, we're out, this, that. And it was just like the worst, the fucking worst. And then I was like, I do need something for my mental health. I need something. Calm. I downloaded Calm and I listened to these. I was like, oh, I'll try one of these like sleep story things. And I looked up and it was fucking popular, this app.
Mm.
Hugely popular. And had Matthew McConaughey whisper things to sleep. And I was like, what the fuck? Do people listen to this? Does this work? I couldn't believe it, and I couldn't actually buy into it. So I kept going back to this weird, weird thing that I did to fall asleep, and that was masturbate. And that was I would listen to XFM, Ricky Gervais, Carl Pilkington, and Steve Merchant podcasts from the early 2000s or even 90s. No, probably early
2000s. Yeah, where they ask him like about a topic.
Yes. Okay. I fucking listened to it every single night. And that's the way I fell asleep. And I was just overthinking. And I just needed something to shift my focus from what I'm thinking internally, because I would just be stressed about, how can we make this better? How can we fix this and all that? And then I would shift to that and I would doze off. And then one day my partner, Leah, beautiful human, goes, what if there was like a funny version of Calm? And I was like, yeah, that sounds good. But yeah, I'm sure it's done. And we just started looking and it's like,
there wasn't
anything. No one's fucking done this. And then I did a joke one. I did one as a joke. And Leah was like, and then I put the music behind it. So I put the calming music under it, spoke slowly, made it very fictional and slow, and just went on these wild little tangents out of space. But then adding, like, you know, kind of some relatable, observations in there. Just, you know, the shit that I love doing anyway in comedy. And it just started to pick up this momentum of being like, well, we're not doing anything else right now.
Yeah.
All my friends are comedians.
Let's tap into it.
We could possibly. So I don't know. And sometimes in life, and this is going to be this deep. Sometimes in life, I feel that everything works to a certain moment where you're like, everything I've learned, all my experiences, everyone I've ever met has got me to this. Well, that happens anyway. Every moment has led, you know, every decision you ever made has led you to this moment.
Yeah.
But in that particular moment, it was like, fuck, I think this is killer. I think this is awesome.
Yeah, the timing is perfect. The
timing's perfect. It taps into all these things I'm really passionate about. Comedy, mental health, from a business point of view, a subscription-based model, digital, low impact on the world, and mobile. Like, it's, we just need microphone. We just don't need a small space, and it's sold online. I don't need to, I could be anywhere.
Hmm.
And it just worked. It just worked. And we decided, fuck it. Do we buy a house or do we do this app? And we did this app and it comes out. I don't know when this is going live, but it comes out in like May 24th or something.
Okay. So this will be out, what, a week, next week. So, it'll be out. From there, that's actually the 2 days before my B-Day. Good timing.
Yes. Get you an account. Well, but in terms of what it actually is, so that's all the backstory. What it really is we've got about 140 of these like sessions by about 40 or 50 Aussie comics. Some really, really great names in there. I don't think I'll say anyone just yet because I don't know if I could, you know, a lot of people have just done favors for us. It's been one of the most humbling experiences of like, hey, can I get you in to my house, get you in my cupboard where it has beautiful acoustics and get you to make up bullshit for half an hour. And they're like, what? I go, just do it.
Yeah.
And they come in and every comic loves it because they're speaking so slowly and there's music in their ears. They've never had much of an ability to get ahead of their thoughts. On stage and on radio, it's just like,
there's always background noise.
No, it's always pace.
Yeah.
So we're talking really fast and like, and then throw to a break or whatever. Or on stage, you can't be talking like you're in a meditation fucking app.
Yeah.
So every comic has been able to slow down and speak a quarter than they would on stage or radio, and then know where they're going to go next and take break. They can stop because the music gets louder when they stop talking, and it just becomes this like really great, almost therapeutic experience for comedians.
Yeah.
And they're all walking out of the cupboard at the end going, this is fucking, I love doing this. I feel calm and it's meant to be anyone who can't really buy into full blown meditation. It's all, you know, there's like doing nothing for your brain, which is, you know, at night, which could just be like drinking piss, or, you know, taking tablets or watching screens until you pass out. And then there's like fully blown mindful meditation of, zoning in and, and then Laughscape's meant to be this kind of stepping stone where you can like just escapism without screen time, without alcohol and laugh and just kind of smile and, The stories aren't important enough to tune in till the end. So you can just kind of listen to it and tune out.
Have you got a price?
I think we're not going to try and be too greedy. I think and to be honest, it's funny. We haven't even done much analysis on what pricing should be. So we just plucked it out of the air. But it's going to be $6.99 a month.
Okay. And you cop a 20% commission from Apple.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
We've been working on a this is why I'm intrigued about your go to market, because I can really see this succeeding. Like really can see it succeeding because it is novel. It's just purely from an access point of view.
Yeah.
You can now access comedians in a different way that you couldn't previously.
For sure.
That in and of itself to me is a reason why I would happily pay $6.99 to try it for a month.
Yep. Yeah, great.
So
that's like exciting because this is probably the first time I've ever talked about it.
Really?
With cameras and microphones.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I honestly have kept this thing so quiet.
Yeah.
Because I really want to explode with it.
And there's two ways that you're going to succeed. And the first is you've got to do Apple search ads. You have to do Apple search ads. And the other thing that will make it succeed is editorial success. So if you've got the Apple search ads, it'll push downloads. But I think that you've got enough a connection in the media space that you will probably be able to find the people at Apple to contact them and push them in some direction.
No shit. It can get that personal.
That's what it is.
Like, that's nuts.
I spoke to the guys at iHeart and they told me that you can do a billboard, you can do a social campaign, you can advertise on other podcasts, or you can get editorial, they call it editorial success.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck that means. The way I see it is it's just like you're there on the like featured section.
Yeah, sure.
And that is everything.
Yeah, no
being
shit.
Featured is the guarantee to success. All the others, meh.
Yeah, wow.
And the only way to do that is to know people or get noticed.
Yeah, because I this thing we're about to
That's
dive
what
into.
You're about to embark on.
Yeah, yeah.
I would focus all my attention on the search ads and editorial success.
Because we've got a lot of, the mates that we have on this app are all comedians with established support. But, you know, like they've got some good social followings and I think that a lot of them will post about it, which helps, I guess.
Yeah.
But this stuff's...
The novelty element of it, the fact that it's meditation plus comedy is enough to give like a PR story.
Yeah. There's two sides to this that I am really, really passionate about. One is helping people, Australians, who are struggling to turn off at night and haven't found something yet. This could be one of the things. That's one side. The other side is if we set up a subscription-based business and that's how we make our money and our revenue, we can almost make a semi-regular gig for a lot of comedians. And say every month or every couple of months, come in here and, you know, if they're good at it, just come and record 3 or 4. And it could just be this really nice like way of helping a lot of my mates who had a brutal COVID year where they, you know, they all lost all their income and then the government gave them no support.
Yeah. But also you can see how this becomes it reminds me of... As a format, a difference of like a good remix was Hard Chat.
Hard Chat.
Like Hard Chat with fucking, what's his name?
Yeah. Tom Gleason.
Tom Gleason.
So good.
See how, you know, you use the app and then it can be expanded to a content series to promote it. There's just a lot of opportunity there.
There is, yeah. And to be honest, if you could get to a point where we could use some of that to fund the stuff that we want to do,
yeah.
That's all we'll do.
Yeah.
It's just to keep ourselves having fun.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the launch 24th of May.
At this stage. You never know. Like,
I can say with 100% you will upload it or try upload it on the 24th if it gets there. And
something
you
like
have, there'll be issues. They'll reject it or something like
that. I know,
that.
It's crazy.
It's always a week after.
These fucking bugs?
There's always some bug or there's always some little thing missed.
Yeah.
Like, we had that with the app and then this current app that we're launching with the brand, like they decided they wanted to have like a closed test period. So it's on the app store, but you can't see it publicly.
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it's not on test flight. It's like on the app store and you have to get like a private invite or some shit like that.
Oh, appealing.
Which is a bit, I'm just, you know, that sort of thing is interesting because I've never done a launch like that. I feel like it's a newer feature that Apple offers because I was always so used to just using test flight
yes.
and then you just launch.
So test flight's what we're using at the moment. Yeah.
And that's why you've got like the build on your phone right now.
Yeah, but they were doing it through another app called App Distributor for for like months and months. And then I think they've just flicked over to the test flight.
Probably because they're now finally got a build that can be supported on the Apple.
Yes, store. Yeah. I think it's like ready to be submitted or submitted as we're talking right now. But and we also do Android. We're going to do an Android as well.
Oh, you did Android as well. Wow, that's good.
So it's available. You
know. Apple and Android. Yeah. We'll make sure when this comes out, Jacob, we should make a little note that the app is launched. So if you got promo material, you can send it through on that day.
I will. Because it's we've only just spent house deposit. I've got kids. I'd love to keep both of them. Sorry, that's a Tom Seger joke.
Yeah. You don't want to have to sell them. You want to keep them.
I want to keep both of them. Oh, one of them. No, I want to keep both of them.